the three things that I would advise President-elect Obama to change immediately to make a difference to HIV prevention and treatment in the United States would be to develop and implement his proposed national HIV strategy that guarantees treatment and care for all people with HIV in the United States, which includes housing, which is so pertinent to the lives of our HIV-positive people, to end the federal ban on funding for syringe exchange. Other countries have done very well with that, and to redirect abstinence only until marriage sex education funding in the real world, because as someone who goes to elementary schools, I talk to 5th and 6th and 7th graders about things, and this abstinence only is not working. We need to really direct it towards what's going on. I don't condone sex with the kids, but I definitely want to talk about things that are real, and I think he should do that, and he'll be on the right track. Accurate programs are really necessary also to prevent and treat HIV and to eliminate those health disparities that we see and to provide health care for all people living in the United States with some kind of health care plan. Because if we don't have access, we were not going to eliminate HIV in this country. And if we don't eliminate health disparities, the poverty, the lack of education, we're never going to get at HIV either. It's a multifactorial process. It's a multifactorial problem. While I agree that the U.S. is assisting with the global HIV epidemic and malaria and TB through donations to the Global Fund, the World Bank, which I know President-elect Obama has supported, as someone who has volunteered time working in other countries such as Ethiopia, South Africa, and South America, we really see at home here shrinking Ryan White dollars and shrinking Congressional Black Caucus dollars. And I know the Black Caucus has a new leader, but we need more funding in the United States to take care of the problems here, or else the United States is going to look like South Africa unless we have the leadership to increase the funding for this problem in the U.S. They currently say now that there are 54,200 new infections in 2006, which personally I think is an underestimate of the real rates of infection. So we really need to increase the funding to put this in check. And we definitely need funding for the research into microbicides and antiretroviral medications and vaccines, even though we've had such failure in developing a vaccine for HIV. And that's what I would say to President-elect Obama.